you were beautiful. Hey, that day you were excelling.
yes, my wife. I mean, that's why I got a beautiful wife and three beautiful children. It's because I got the look. Well, I'm only joking.
compliment of the new season, all of you, my comrades.
Greetings, Jay, and you also look very beautiful. Trust you.
No, you look nice with your attire, my chopper set. Thank you.
I've decided this year I'm not going to wear suit and tie. I'm going to just go African shirt. So,
it's better than
the tie, the bow tie that Henrik is wearing. It's too difficult to tie, so I can't do it.
And it is too hot.
Yeah.
Compliment of the new season, my whip.
Thank you, same to you, Chair.
Thank you. But can you inform the Chair when we are ready so that we can start with our meeting? I don't want to hold meetings. I don't want to hold the members' rondom because we have got a lot of business today.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Yes, Chair. I'm still monitoring members who are joining. So far, we are about five, so I will inform you.
All right. I will appreciate.
Chair, through you, I think we need to ask the whip to do his thing.
Braking. Morning, Braking.
Good morning, everyone.
Chairperson.
Yes, Brother King. Are we fine?
I think we can start.
Brother King. Is the department represented, our ministers, minister and deputy, are they in, also in?
And our chair, they've sent apologies. There are officials from the department.
Okay. Even the DG is not in. All right. If you say we can start, I'm starting. Greetings to everyone on board. I can say compliment of the new season to all of us. Let's thank God for having saved us up to so far. We're not just smart, but it's because of his grace. So I believe we'll start with this difficult year with full force, because we're towards the end of our race as the portfolio committee during this sixth parliament, and also to appreciate your commitment, all of you members and our officials. So you are warmly welcome. The purpose of the meeting is to adopt our first term committee program, and also to consider adoption of the memorandum to the speaker, to parliament. And also the last item, I think, is the issue of capacity building to members, because each time when we open, there is some training, but it will depend. And also to deal with other issues of oversight, both locally and abroad. I'm inviting your constructive ideas into this meeting as usual, and appreciate your support as honorable members and our officials. The meeting is declared opened. We will now zoom to the next item, which is roll call and which is apology, roll call and apologies. I will invite Brother King to take us through on this next item. Over to you, Brother King.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, official colleagues. Compliments of the new season, since it is our first meeting for the year. Chairperson, I received the apologies from both the minister and the deputy minister, that they will be able to attend, and also received the verbal apology from Honorable Matulela, where they indicated that she is in the flight, she might join later as soon as she lands. And then also the members of the committee who are in the platform, it's the Chairperson, it's Honorable Mtenjane, it's Honorable Kruger, it's Honorable Mieni, Honorable Jacobs, Honorable Lubengo, Honorable April, Honorable De Villiers, Honorable Nkosi Oluthuli. Then lastly, Honorable April is the platform, he indicated that they are struggling with the network from Kashyap Park, so he might be in and out trying to connect. So those are the members who are present, Chairperson. And there are also officials, some officials from the department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let's note the apologies and move. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda, honorable members? Honorable Kruger?
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the agenda as presented by Brocky. Thank you.
So, any seconder for the adoption of the agenda, honourable members?
Honourable Mieni, I do second.
Thank you, Honourable Mieni. Then let's zoom to the next item, which is consideration and adoption of the 2023 First
Apologies,
Committee
Chair.
Program.
Apologies, Chair. Can I submit the apology for DG? He is on leave. I am here representing the department. Thank you very much. Jeffrey Ndumo. From the Department of Small Business. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. In future, you do it through our officials. Our secretary is breaking, but I understand your situation. You are warmly welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Breaking,
Ma'am
can
Chair?
You...
Ma'am yes? Chair, I'm sorry. The DA as an additional member on this committee, I don't know if Brocking received the memo yet, but I just want to say welcome to Honorable Mopitka. Thank you.
Introduce him to the chair. It's the chair who will welcome him. Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Honorable Mopitka, you are warmly welcome. I don't know whether Brocking did receive that information. If he received it, I think it was an omission. You are warmly welcome, Mr. Mapisa, in this wonderful portfolio committee, this complex portfolio committee, which is fighting for the poor on the ground. We are working here as a collective, not as political parties. I believe Honorable Kruger will have informed you, and we are proud of him because he has been here. Is our resource. They have been of great assistance. I believe we'll also join him. So, Honorable Kruger, tell me, where is the other member? Have you deployed him somewhere? Because he didn't say any goodbye to us.
No, Madam Chair. As I say, Honorable Mabika is a third member of the team.
Okay, joining you. All right.
He's just joining us. So we just grew the team with another member. That's all.
Thank you. Honorable Mabika, are you on board so that you can greet the committee? You are warmly welcome.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the entire committee, and thanks Honorable Kruger for letting the chairperson know about my presence, because I was wondering as to what is happening, because I wasn't mentioned when members were being mentioned. I am Honorable Mabika, chairperson, and I hope we will be working together as you have mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mabika. Thank you so much. You're warmly welcome on behalf of the Portfolio Committee as the chair. Breaking, can you take us through?
Recording in progress.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson.
It seems the somebody wants to speak.
I saw my son. Maybe he wanted me to see his face. I don't know. Honorable Mtenjana, is there anything you want to say? Honorable Mtenjan, maybe he's battling with network. We don't know. You can proceed. If ever there is anything, he will come back. Proceed, Brocking.
Thank you, Chairperson. my apologies before I go to the program. My apologies for Honorable Mabika I saw the name Honorable Mabiga, but however, I didn't want to mention anything because normally what happens, if a member joins the committee, we get a writing either from the office of the chief whip to indicate that this member has been deployed in this committee. So I thought that maybe it's a member who is interested to sit and listen to the committee, not that he is going to be part of the committee. More to that, it must also be written in the members' register. So my apologies for that. It's just that we didn't get any communique that indicates that Honorable Mabiga is a member deployed to this committee. Thank you, Chair. Then coming to the program, this is a proposed program for the first term of 2023, Honorable Members, which then I won't go back to where it started since members were still on training and they're still on leave. We'll just start today, which is the 22nd of February, where we are considering this program for adoption, which the items which being mentioned as the consideration and adoption of the memorandum to the office of the speaker on the committee bill. Number two, then we'll also be getting the briefing from the researcher on the capacity building on thematic perspective drawn from the State of the Nation address. Then in the afternoon, members will see that it's going to be a budget speech. Hence, we are trying that the meeting must go up until the 12 o'clock because we got an indication that buses which will be ferrying members from their residential areas to town hall will start leaving at 12:30. So we'll try to request the chair that at least by 12 we must be through. Then on the first of Wednesday, the 1st of March, we'll be getting the briefing on the Constitutional and Legal Service Offices on the Legislative Drafting Unit on the proposed committee bill that members have taken that resolution. So the unit will be capacitating members on what they should do and what is expected of them. And we'll also be getting a briefing from the department on the implementation of the BRRR recommendations of the 2022 together with the thematic analysis of the State of the Nation address. On the 8th of March, we'll be getting a briefing from the department on the implementation of the Cooperatives Act as amended and regulation, as well the update concerning the ongoing discussion on the APEX body. Then on the 15th of March, we'll be getting the presentation from the department on what they've consolidated and submitted to the red tape unit and progress made on that. And then on the 22nd of March, we are going to get the quarter three performance reports from the department and the entities. That will be on the 22nd of March. Then on the week of 28 till the 31st of March, parliamentary program has indicated that it has put aside as the committee week and the oversight week. So we had thought that the committee can take an oversight. So far, we thought of the Northwest Province being informed by the fact that since the inception of the department and the portfolio committee, the committee has never been to the Northwest. In the initial previous parliament, the committee had set the strategic plan that it should visit all the 9 provinces. But now, unfortunately, in the 5th parliament, the province that were not visited. It was the Northwest and the Northern Cape. So we're thinking that let's try to complement that and go to the Northwest province. So what we are going to suggest or to do, we'll be looking at the enterprises that has been supported by the department and the entities from those would be the entity, I mean, those would be the enterprises that the committee would go and conduct oversight there. And the other thing that informs this decision, it has been the looking at the reports of the department whereby there have been some low intakes support in that province. So that was the thinking on the choosing the Northwest. And should the other opportunity come, then it would be the Northern Cape where the committee can go and conduct its oversight. So, Chairperson, we are bringing this program and then moving that the committee adopts it, and it be the program for quarter one of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Brakin. Honorable members, during January, I happened to fell down where I injured my left arm and shoulder. I'm not well yet. I'm undergoing some surgeries. So this is what I want to present, but that doesn't stop me to execute my duties. But you must pray for me so that I heal speedily, so to be able to execute my job being healthy. So I forgot to mention it during our opening, but that's the situation where I am. And here is the program proposed. I'm now inviting you to make some input, most especially on the oversight issues, because it has been a call from other honorable members that we did not go. But honorable members must remember that COVID disturbed us a lot. So we must try our best to try to close gaps. And I want also be proud as the chairperson to have failed my team to visit one visit abroad to go and benchmark, so that when we leave this sixth parliament, we can be able to say to the ones who will take over from us that this is what we found in other countries, to be able to assist our small businesses or our country. This is what we believe we can take forward. That's how we do it. So I believe the issue of oversight should not only be an issue of we did not go, they have got reasons why, and there were countries which were mentioned by then. It was Brazil and China, but we must also liaise with our department. Since the acting DG is in our midst, he will also assist us maybe to inform us about what is the plan of the department, so that we joined hands as the portfolio committee and the department. So I'm in your good hands. We can comment at the end and then adopt this program, because it needs to be adopted by your good selves, honorable members. King, you will assist me to identify hands.
There's a hand from Honorable Jacobs and Honorable Kruger.
These are the two hands only
so far.
And then later I will also invite the acting DG to say something in relation with the trips. Honorable Jacobs, the stage is yours.
Greetings, Chairperson, and all the members and all the viewers on the platform. Thank you for the program for this first quarter. I think I broadly agree with the gist of the program. And also, we wish you speedy recovery, Chairperson. We know that you had an injury, but yet you're on duty, so we appreciate your commitment to this portfolio committee. And again, we support your speedy recovery and best wishes for that. Chair, I want to move that we adopt this program. There has been a lot of outstanding matters in the last year's portfolio committee. I think the one thing that we did say is that we wanted to do a oversight from all the provinces where we get at least 5 or 10 beneficiaries and get them to tell their stories of the department. I think we've started that. I can recall last year we did something to that effect. Maybe the officials can just remind us, but I think the format is really well, where we get a cross sample of beneficiaries of small business development for them to share both the successes and the challenges of the department. So yes, I support the Northwest oversight, but I think if we want to make more impact, maybe we should consider a virtual one with, in addition to the Northwest, a virtual one that covers all the other provinces. Well, that year I support the program for this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. They will add that one of virtual, even if it can be two. It will depend on the groups, which ones do they want to consider, so that we really package, so that when we hand over to the seventh parliament, we are clear about what we are saying. Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, of course, I second Honorable Jacob's proposals. And I also pray to you speedy recovery. I was also a bit off duty in January, because a battery fell on my toe and I broke my big toe. So I know about pain and I know about spending as well. But, as I say, I second our program. But I don't know if I will be out of order if I talk about a study tour abroad now and want to make suggestions. But before I want to do that, I also agree with Honorable Jacobs that we must talk to small businesses that received help, assistance from the department. But history told us, and experience is, if you ask the department to give us the information of those businesses, they only give us the top of the top, so that they can look good. So we need to have a system where we can at random select the small businesses, so that we know that this is not just coming from the need help or received help from the department. We also need to get small businesses that didn't receive help from the department and hear the department's, the department story about it, and small business as well. So about the abroad study tour, I think we must also think about it, that we visit countries that are far ahead with red tape reduction for small businesses, and how their governments are handling red tape in the government. So I'm thinking of the Netherlands and Belgium, Australia, and in the Eastern Bloc, there's also a few countries that are
very, very expert on red tape reduction. So that's what I got to say. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you. You are in order because there is no slot for this issue of oversight. That's the only time where you are supposed to inform us. I will request that you liaise with our officials, Honorable Kruger, on those proposals so that when they interact with the department, they can be able to take a decision. But moreover, I wanted us to maybe, if it is possible, liaise with the department so that we joint hands, but it will depend on the initiative. But your input, I think your input is powerful. I really appreciate it. And then also on the issue of small businesses, they will assist us. We know who have been with us and we know who have been so successful up to so far, and we know those who have been disappointed since ever. So they will have to categorize them, because we don't want to hear only the successful stories, want also to hear the disappointment as part of our oversight, so that we are able to assist. I fully agree with you. So if there's no any other hand, can we invite the 18 DG to just to inform us about the plan of the department on the issue of oversight abroad. There's a hand. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I wanted them to finish. After Honorable Kruger, there was a hand from Honorable De Villiers, Honorable Chenjane, and Honorable April.
Okay. In that order, Honorable De Villiers, the stage is yours.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honorable members, officials. It's very nice to have our first meeting again. Chairperson, I would never leave you without saying goodbye, but I have no plans to leave. You are stuck with me, and I love being on small business. It's a fantastic committee. Chairperson, I'm very sorry to hear about your injury, and I will also send a prayer for your healing and ask God that he helps heal you. I also just want to say I support the agenda. And I would also like to just offer my apologies. I will also follow up with the office of our chief whip and to maybe resend the letter, or just make sure that the secretary committee and yourself, that we confirm that Honorable Mabika is part of the Democratic Alliance team to be on the committee. But we are very excited to have him with us, and we think he's going to be a great addition to the committee and make good inputs. And then lastly, I just want to say that I support the overseas oversight trips, the ones planned for locally and perhaps one for internationally. I agree with all the previous speakers that we must get as much exposure to both the challenges of small businesses as well as the successes. There are lessons to be learned from good examples where they succeed, but also look at where they don't succeed. I think it's fantastic that you've opened the subject and asked that honorable members can give input. And I will myself also email some input to you and the committee secretary. I personally think that Brazil is an excellent choice, because Brazil is also an emerging economy. They're also part of BRICS, and they have had also a lot of challenges through which small businesses have learned to become resilient. I think it should be a very interesting trip to see the challenges that small businesses have in Brazil, seeing right in a very similar type of economy than the South African economy. Now that, Chairperson, I hand back to you. I just want to say that I'm going to excuse myself a little bit earlier as I go into the budget lockup, but I will stay with the committee as long as I can today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable De Villiers. I believe our intention is to knock off earlier so that you prepare yourself. Want to see you being smart into that particular plenary. Honorable Ntenjana.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to everybody. Good morning to the colleagues, the department, everyone, and also I join the other colleagues to wish you well. Chairperson, you are our mother. We always love you, and we know you are committed. That is why we sometimes wish the ministers and the deputy minister of this department can also take an example from you, learn from you. Maybe if they can't, they can make you a minister as well. We can welcome that as well. Chairperson, I also welcome the program as it is. It's a busy program. It looks okay. But also to agree with Honorable Jacob to can add something or to have a proposal that we also invite all the other provinces so that they can also come and tell us the side of their story. Because by now, Jefferson, believe it or not, the story that we receive now, that we get now, it's a negative story. It's not a story that this department is telling us. So rather, if these people can come, those who the department claim that they did gave funding and stuff like that, if they can come and tell us their story indeed, that indeed they did receive the fund, and here is what is going on. Because as we speak now, I'm having a couple of emails here with me. And some, I believe, last year, I did even forwarded some to King, through King to you, Chairperson, that there are people who are complaining that they do application for funding, but they don't get help. Instead, they are getting rejected, being told, ask funny questions. So that makes it very difficult for them to can acquire such funds. But here the department or the entities, they come here, they tell us different stories, say, yeah, we've helped so much people, so much, somewhere. Let them come here and tell us. If not so, then we take it from there. As for the international trip, Chairperson, personally, I don't support that as well, because I think to me it's just a waste of money, because we can't deal now with programs that we have here. Why can't we have take the little resources that we have now and utilize it amongst the provinces, amongst our people who are in need of those resources here, instead of wasting money going to abroad and then spending another money that is not even here. So I'm not personally, Chairperson, I don't support the abroad trips to abroad. I don't support it. But oversight, yes, we need to do oversight. That actually we need to do more to check further if indeed everything is okay according to our department or according to the portfolio committee, because we need to help our people. Our people are waiting there, waiting for our help. So we need to go to them and find out to them if indeed we are doing well for them. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Ntenjana. Honorable Ipre.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, fellow honorable members to the department. Also, good morning, Chairperson. Let me join the chorus of those who have wished you a speedy recovery on your injury and your... And we pray that you recover very soon. I also want to wish Honorable Kruger to recover soon with his foot. I don't want to be in his shoes. I know that he's got hurt. I pray that he also gets recovers quickly. I also want to acknowledge in absentia the Director General of the Department with the loss of his father. I want to send my condolences to his family during this said time of loss and pain. Chairperson, I want to agree with the previous speakers as far as the program looks. the program oversight. I, however, want to say, Chairperson, we should remember that we were not the only affected department or the only affected portfolio committee by COVID. Many others were affected, but they managed to go on to study tours and things like that. I think we should really try our best efforts to make sure that this happens. There is different budgets for different things set aside, so this is not...
Sorry, Honorable April, proceed.
Thank you, Chair. No, I was saying that we were not the only department that was affected by COVID. Many other all other departments were, but they managed to do oversight and study tours and things like that. I think we could take a leaf out of their book, and we should try our best to equip ourselves to be able to serve our people better, because there's no point in us not having proper information. We can only make better decisions as public servants if we've got better information of implementation and see how best practices in the world has worked to empower ourselves to bring better services to our people. I thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to this year of working with all of you to make sure that we work in the betterment of our country. I thank you. With that, I sit back. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Chairperson? Chairperson? Chairperson?
Mr. King, I would like to propose that Mr. Faiz, Honorable Faiz Sheikh of State, because the chairperson seemed to be lost.
No, I'm back. It's load shedding. I'm back. Honorable Kruger, I was saying thank you so much to all members who are wishing a speedy recovery. Also wish you a speedy recovery. Honorable April, thanks, my ref, my pastor, my everything. I know that you will pray for us. I think this was the last hand, King, if I'm correct.
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson.
Can we invite now the acting DG just to say something on the issue of oversight, on the issue of trip oversight by the department, so that when we finalize our issues, we must take that into cognizance. Acting DG?
Chairperson,
if you don't have any information, there is no problem to say I'm still going to consult. We won't mind.
Chairperson, thank you very much for inviting the department. This information about the oversights and even also the foreign trips, it's something that the decision that must be made by the department. I will relate it back to the DG and also the minister, and then a decision will be communicated to Parliament on those items. And that will be the position I would articulate, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Acting DG. And we also want to sympathize with our DG. We received the bad news. Of course, it was posted on our chat group, but I think it is going to be important for us as the Portfolio Committee through our secretary to pass these condolences to the family and to our DG. We really sympathize with the family. Condolences to the family. We are praying that may God's grace comfort the family during this difficult time. So I will request that, Braking, you jot it down and send it to our DG on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, because we can't all of us write messages, but if it is done by you on behalf of the portfolio committee, it will be covering all of us. And then if you are done, the move is that the report is being adopted and the majority of the members are saying we need to take that trip. So my son Mtenjana, although the information we got is that all the departments are striving to do something and were informed by our officials, but not necessarily that we are competing with them. The most important thing is when you hand over to the next parliament, you must have stock to can dish to the incoming leadership on what is it that we have done, what is it that we have benchmarked, and what are your recommendations moving forward, so that we move with speed and that institutional memory should continue, that the next leadership must utilize it on our behalf. Some of us will be part, some will not, but those who will be there will take that into cognizance. So the program has been duly adopted with those effects, but we would like still to engage individual, to engage with our officials with those proposals, and then they will revert back to us, but it should be urgent. And issues of involving provinces on issues of oversight, that also need to be done urgently. So we must be mindful that we are going for elections. The parliament might rise during the middle of the year. So we need to do everything with speed. And I'm happy that issues of visual meetings is more easier than visiting physically to those provinces. So I would like our officials to work harder and faster to organize all those issues of oversight with our people. They will see that we're taking them serious, and we need to acknowledge where we have failed them to be able to correct. So we are done with this item. Can we move to the next item? Thank you so much, honorable members. Can you push it up?
Brakeen, can you make me a host?
I was checking time. I will allocate time for you. What time is it now? So that you speak to a document. It's 20 past 10. It's 20 past 10.
In fact, I'll take less than 5 minutes, Chairperson.
Yeah, please speak to your document, because this is going to be a working document. You are just presenting it so that we adopt it and then we'll move. Over to you.
Morning, Chair. Morning, honorable members. Morning, colleagues. Compliments of the new year. Chair, it's a very short document. It's about 6 pages. And I won't go through the entire document, but I'll just highlight those few areas where I think... Brakeen, can you make me a host? Brakeen.
I got kicked up and then it was still connecting. Can I reach?
Okay. But Chair, it's just a page document, really. It's a memorandum to the Speaker of Parliament in terms of Section 273 of the Rules of the National Assembly, wherein the committee is requesting a permission to submit them to initiate the committee bid. Let me just open this thing quickly. Okay. Okay, Chair, so the memorandum is submitted in terms of Rule 273 of the Rules of the National Assembly by the Committee on Small Business Development. Chair, in terms of the particulars of the bill, I'll quickly run through this. The bill seeks to strengthen the sector or the ecosystem, which is regarded across the world as the engine for economic development. The committee intends to amend, in other words, it's not going to be a standalone bill or a new bill altogether, but it will be the amendment and amplification of the National Small Enterprise Act by the inclusion of the Small Enterprise Commission and the Small Enterprise Tribunal. I'll speak about that later. In terms of the functions, Chair, these are just high level. The list is not exhaustive. In terms of the functions of this proposed commission, it would be the provision of dispute resolution services, which will deal with business to business and supplier contractor disputes, the receipt and administration of complaints made by or on behalf of SMMEs, the investigation of complaints and referring any such complaints to another appropriate person or body, making representation or taking any action on behalf of SMMEs, conducting investigations into the way in which SMMEs are treated by other businesses or government. We are sitting with a number of complaints around this particular one, Chairperson. Facilitating the development of codes of good practice by industry that deal with issues concerning SMME sector. And lastly, Chair, the issue of the payment of suppliers, considering complaints by SMME suppliers about payment issues with larger businesses and state sector in particular. Then the second layer, Chairperson, the proposed amendment shall further explore the establishment of the Small Enterprise Tribunal to adjudicate and mediate on matters referred to it by the aggrieved or disgruntled parties. The role of the Appeals Tribunal would be, among others, to conduct an independent review of the decisions or award made by the Commission. So it's another layer, Chairperson, of quality assurance to ensure that we run a smooth and transparent process. It is envisaged, honourable members, that the amendments should be effected through the insertion of a new definition. This is one I alluded to earlier on, that this is not going to be a standalone bill, but it would be a new section into the National Small Enterprise Act of 1996. The background, Chair, and objectives of the bill starts from the Fifth Parliament, where the committee engaged a number of private sector entities with numerous complaints from them, from the sector, that some they were being bullied, some the government was not coming to the party, some they were indirectly being driven out of the business by the big conglomerates. Most of the complaints received, honourable members, varied from non-payment to late payment of services rendered, product delivery issues, contractual disputes, and competitive behavior of big businesses. Chair, I'll run quickly to the objects of the bill. The primary aim of the bill is to guarantee that a beneficial environment for the SMME sector exists. The proposed amendments strive to pursue the creation of the Small Enterprise Commission and the Small Enterprise Tribunal, with powers to investigate, improve the operating environment, issue sanctions against unscrupulous businesses, penalize unethical behavior, investigate unfair terms of trade, set aside unfair and unreasonable contracts, and act as a voice of small businesses, of small business concern against costly red tape and excessive enforcement. You will see, honourable members, that the proposition here or the approach slightly differs from the Small Enterprise Ombuds. That first was
presented to the committee as a private member's bill by the former member, Honorable Toby Chance, it also takes a slightly different approach to the review that was proposed by the Department of the National Small Enterprise Act, the same bill that was gazetted in December 2020. Chair, the view here is to look at other legislations such as the Companies Act, which also created a commission, a CIPC, as we know it. We also look at the National Credit Act, Chair, which also created the National Credit Regulator and the Supplementary Tribunals. We also look at the Consumer Protection Act, which creates the National Consumer Commission, and the Competition Act, which creates the Competition Commission, the tribunals, and the appeals. We are not proposing the appeals. It's just the tribunal here, which will also act as an appeal. Then in terms of the functions, Chair, that are being proposed here, the insertion will be just on the Small Enterprise Commission and also on the Small Enterprise Tribunal. In terms of the insertion that we are proposing on the bill should stipulate the establishment of the Small Enterprise Commission. The bill should have a section or clauses on the receipt of complaints, the entire process when the complaint is received, the prescription, the jurisdiction, and investigations. The bill should have enforcement functions and powers of the Commission. The bill should have relations with other regulatory authorities like the Competition Commission and the CIPC. The bill should have reporting requirements of the Small Enterprise Commission to the Minister and perhaps the committee, the same way CEDA, CIFA and CBDA is doing. The bill should have governance of the Small Enterprise Commission, appointment of the commissioner, deputy commissioner and commissioners, qualifications for commissioners, term of office, conflicting interests of the commissioners, resignation, removal from office and vacancies. So is the Small Enterprise Tribunal. It's the establishment, functions, qualifications, the proceeding, acting by members of the tribunal and the remuneration, etc. Then, Chair, on point 8 there, it's really just the background in terms of what the Portfolio Committee, what are the recommendations that the Portfolio Committee has been making, particularly the BRRR 2022. Then on 9 and 9.1, the committee remains of the view that in light of a variety of challenges besetting the sector, and the number of complaints from small business owners before the committee, the segmented approach should be considered in this case. Chair, we are making reference to the process that was followed by then Department of Trade and Industry, where in the Act, the same Act that we are about to review now, was actually amended in 2003 and 2004. So we are proposing, Chairperson, that in light of the process that the Department of Small Business Development is undertaking, that of incorporating CEDA, CIFA, and CBDA, which might take longer, the Portfolio Committee can't sit idle and wait for that process to run through. So the proposition is the department can carry on with that particular function or responsibility while the committee is going ahead with the review of the National Small Enterprise Act to include these particular chapters. Then, Chair, on the financial implications for the state, there will be cost involved in the implementation of the bill. From the Parliament side, already we have not yet determined as to how much really will be required from our side. But on the side of the department, in terms of the implementation of the Act, there will definitely be cost implications. I will go through what some of the
positions that were made by the department on the 1st of June 2022. So, Chair, the views of the executive on the object of the proposed legislation, the committee has had several discussions with the department concerning policies and legislation due for deferral to Parliament. Not only this particular committee, Chairperson, also during the 5th Parliament, there were a number of sessions we had with the department around the bills that should be referred to Parliament, but none of those bills were referred up until today. The proposed bill will consist of measures that have already been discussed and agreed with the department during the committee meetings. The department has indicated that it is in agreement with these measures. Chair, let me quickly go through the presentation that was done by the DG that was on the 1st of June 2022. In fact, those slides were circulated to the WhatsApp group of the committee this morning. Just three slides, Chairperson, from slide 10 to slide 12. This is, Chair, the feedback to the portfolio committee on observations and recommendations of the BRRR. This is 2021 BRRR, Chairperson, meaning these are observations that were made last year and recommendations that were made in 2021. So if I quickly go through to slide 11 or slide 12, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, slide 10, Chair. This is the feedback from the department. Public comments received on the National Small Enterprise Amendment Bill. Chair, this is the bill that was done by the department. It was gazetted in December 2020. Have been considered and incorporated into the bill, and the business case for the establishment of the Office of the Small Business Ombud has been revised. The full socio-economic impact assessment system has been concluded and a certificate issued giving approval to the department to submit the bill and the CS report to the cabinet. Chair, you will recall that towards the end of 2022, we invited the presidency to give us a presentation on the process that it followed around this particular issue. And indeed, it was confirmed that the certificate was given to the department to continue the process. The department is working with the Office of the State Law Attorney and OCSLA to address this concern. This delayed the finalization of the bill and its submission to Cabinet for consideration to be introduced to Parliament. Chair, in the midst here, in attendance, there is Ms. Elise Bukemur, who was working on this particular bill. Maybe, Chair, if you agree, we may invite her maybe to give us just the feedback of what the department has been busy with around this particular issue. But, Chair, the reason why I'm raising this particular presentation is specifically around bullet point number 2. The bullet point number 2 here, it says, in terms of the revised business case, the Office of the Small Enterprise Ombud Service will, in the short term, that is the first 4 years, be established as a juristic person within the department, and in the medium term as a public entity, which is what the committee is proposing by the commission. Public entity in terms of Schedule 3A. The estimated startup cost for the Office of the Small Enterprise Ombud as a juristic person within the department for the first 4 years is estimated at around 8 million. As a chairperson, the portfolio committee is not coming up with something new, something drastic or something extraordinary. It's something that the department has already been working on. So we are merely trying to accelerate or fast track the process that has been started by the department. Chair, let me pause there for now and then maybe take questions of clarity from members if there are any. Unless, Chair, if maybe you want to invite Ms. Bukemur through the acting DG maybe to make some input with regards to the bill that was directed in 2020 as to how far is it by now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I think it will be wise to invite the legal guru so that when members interact with or collaborate with the presentation, it is coupled together. So, Acting DG, can you invite for me the lady? By the way, she's Mrs. Misu.
It's Miss Hattie, not Kukemo, from the department.
Chair,
we will organize the officials to come in and make that presentation and also engage the officials in Parliament accordingly.
Okay. Now I will open for the members to interact with the presentation as requested previously, that our officials must go and work on this so that they come and present it so that we adopt it and then be able to move forward. Honorable members. Who has presented the presentation? Can we comment?
Chair, on it? There's a hand from Honorable Kruger.
Yes,
from Honorable Jacobs.
Yes.
Those are the hands so far.
Okay, Honorable Kruger, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, my hand was actually up when our content advisor suggested that the department must give us some, or you suggest that the department must give us some background today. I mean, we are waiting for this background for the past 8 years. So I don't know why will I all of a sudden in half an hour, not even the DGs here, in half an hour give us some feedback that we can believe. Because every year there's a new story and every year our small businesses are suffering. So, yeah. So, my apology that I don't trust the department anymore on this legislation. So on this bill. So, Madam Chair, yeah, that's my input. I don't think we must get guidance from the department. I think us as politicians and that are serious about small business development and looking after small business owners must give the guidance here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. We are lucky to have you because you have been here in the previous parliament, the fifth parliament. You are assisting us a lot. Indeed, we can't evenly hijack them, but previously we engaged with them and we end up agreeing as the portfolio committee that we'll proceed to enrich that ombudsman, what you call. So I fully agree with you. This is our baby as the portfolio committee. Can I invite Honorable Jacobs?
Thank you, Chair. No, I think I want to disagree with Honorable Kruger. Acting DG, we really want your voice in this room. And it's not acceptable that you're going to come back. We've identified this topic now precisely because the department has failed to present a legislative framework. So we're actually doing the work that the department is meant to do. So we are asking that the department, especially the officials, come to the party because in the absence of moving, we as this committee has decided that we're going to do this legislation framework. And it's really unacceptable that even now when we ask you to give us feedback, you've come to the portfolio committee and then refer the person. So if the person is not in this room, we'd really want that level of accountability acting DDG. So you are here with full accounting authority on behalf of the DG and the department. We expect you to engage and provide us a strategic feedback. If you guys have done nothing on this, then say so. But I think what we want to do is, as this portfolio is, to hear from the department. I think Honorable Kruger is quite correct. Part of the problems that we have now is there's been delays, frustrations, and we really want this quarter where we deal with the issues at hand. And to have a department here not responding to the issues that we've raised is just not acceptable. We want to know where the process is with the review of the Act. We want to know how you're going to enhance this process. We want to know on the technical aspects, what are the areas that you have disagreement with? What are the ones that you think we should add? We want to engage. And we can't engage if you as the department, as the lead department is not even providing direction or is not even knowing whether they're Arthur or Martha. So it's really unacceptable, Chair. We must send the acting DG back and say, look, come more prepared to this session. We gave you advance notice that this issue will be tabled. We are tabling it to the speaker. We're going to deal with this on a regular basis. So I think what we want from the department is to engage. Our officials, the portfolio committee officials, are working hard behind the scenes to do work that you are meant to be doing. So at least be part of those meetings and ensure that you bring your part in this engagement. So, Chair, I share my colleague's sentiment and disappointment on this matter. But I think if they're not yet ready, we need to then reschedule, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Do we have any other hands, Braki?
Yes, there was a hand from Honorable Mieni.
Okay, Honorable Mieni, the stage is yours.
Thanks, sir. Morning, Chairperson and colleagues. What I wanted to say, I think Faiz did cover me in some. My problem is that we have been dealing with this bill for 8 years now. Nothing has been done. I think the department must come out and just address us. How far are they now? There is that other problem with SARS now. SARS is harassing the small business people. There is nowhere to report all that. SARS has been harassing small business like never before now. And we do have that problem. We don't know where to report it now. I think we must deal with that thing maybe next week so that the government may come clean what is going to happen with that bill. That is what I wanted to say, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you. Do we still have hands?
No, Chairperson.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I missed the first part of Smooth's presentation. What are we going to propose today? Are we going to send a letter of intent to the Speaker's office and carry on and finalizing the bill? Because I see our state advisor, legal advisor is with us, Charmaine van der Merwe. I think she's now Dr. Charmaine van der Merwe. Very clever lady. So are we going to start the whole process today and let the department follow us? Because as I say, we follow too long now. I'm sick and tired of following. Let's get on with the job. And if they want to catch up, they're very welcome. But we can't carry on like this. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you look at the agenda that was sent out, surely the acting VG was supposed to know that we're going to ask him some questions about this. You can't just postpone. People are phoning us, sending us emails. We're struggling. I mean, I got this case of Telkom versus their their contractors. I got a case Vodacom versus their contract. I mean, they just carry on bulldozing our small business. I got a small business in Witbank that are waiting now 120 days for payment, and it's a guest house. They give the employees place to stay. They feed the employees. They give them electricity because there's no electricity, but that business don't get money. So we can't carry on that. This is not working, and I say we must send that letter to the speaker if this is what's on the table, and let's do it. I think we got all, and if we have to go to ask small businesses and get advice from them, they will tell us we should have tabled this bill yesterday already. Thank you very much.
Do you still have any other hands, Brakim?
No hand.
Thank you. Honorable Kruger, you came up with a question that you didn't hear the first part, but at the end, you reflected exactly what was the first part. The first part was for us today to adopt this report, so or to agree to take the letter to the speaker. Maybe if I can propose this to the honorable members, because I don't want to be seen as if I'm not clear about the pieces of legislation, to request our officials. You still remember when we arrived, they took trouble of inducting us, more especially on the issues of bills. For the sake of progress and for the sake of those members who have joined us along the way, but I'm happy because amongst us, we have got more honorable civilians who are lawyers by profession. They will understand us much better. To take us again on issues of bill, we may, even if the slot is during the evening, so that they take us all as honorable members to understand our role as the portfolio committee. I'll appreciate that. I don't want more at this stage to explain that, honorable members, this is your role, this is the role of the department. Just to summarize and assist us, to remind us to understand our role, because I don't want confusion. I don't want to be seen as if we don't understand our role as the portfolio committee. That's why, as the chair, I've been consistent that I'm happy to work with this team, which understands their position. We are here not as parties, but as a collective of honorable members who have been mandated by our parties to come and serve them in this house. So maybe if we can agree on that one, honorable members, without reflecting many, many issues, because the intention of the bill here is to enrich what is on the table now, more especially on the issue of tribunal, because I have been MEC for human settlement in Mpumalanga, where we do have such unit, and it is playing a vital role. So forgetting about those 8 years, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, here we are, but what do we do? What we are trying to do today, will it assist the society moving forward as we are moving towards the end of the sixth term? What is it that we have done to unleash all those problems? I believe the presentation seeks to clarify that. And the only way to can be able to proceed is for this portfolio committee to present a letter to the speaker that as a portfolio committee, this is what we have decided, because now there is no one for these 8 years who's going to account, honorable members, for now, because you know that in government, they chop and change. Today is Suwele, tomorrow is Kruger, Nininis. So to be able to risk the situation, I think this is the best move which we are doing as the portfolio committee. But I'm putting a rider on that let our officials prepare that particular smaller session to remind us of who we are and what is our role. So it will come it will come from them. They will communicate it to us. Yes, we've got a tight schedule in Parliament, but that's my feeling, that let us be empowered so that we understand our role. What is the role of the portfolio committee? What is it that the portfolio committee can do, and what is it that it cannot do, without dwelling much on other issues? So I agree with you. The acting DG, if he has not been mandated to do something, he can't. But acting DG, these are the sentiments of the portfolio committee. And not that it's you who is here today. They are giving you this package that you must go and give the DG. And we are expecting officials of the department to work hand in glove with the officials of the portfolio committee to make sure that there are no glitches along the way. We are serious about this matter. We had been for weeks dealing with a petition from ESCOM, which was not a small issue. We should have done our oversight vigil with our people, but we're in court. And these are some of the things we are trying to eliminate so that we move forward. Big retailers are bullying our people like nobody's business. Do we think those people will smile with us? If we are serious about our work, let's make sure that we go back to the basics. But before doing that, I'll request that we be orientated a little bit about of our role, more special on the issue of bills. I will be happy as the chairperson. I don't want to dictate and I don't want to say more, but I'm happy about the presentation as the chair. Thank you. Bo, do you want to say something?
Chair, there's still a hand from Honorable Kruger.
Yes, Honorable Kruger.
Yes, Ma'am Chair, and as a chairperson, you got the right to ask questions. But I think on this matter, the Constitution gives us guidance, and the Constitution gives this committee the right to introduce a members a committee bill. So we don't have to go far, and we don't have to go on training. We just need to see what the Constitution mandates us to do, and we do it. And I think that is the short and the long of the story. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger.
Chairperson, I totally agree with you and Honorable Kruger. You have already taken a resolution on this matter that we are going to run with this process. In terms of the procedure now, all what is required is for you to adopt this memorandum. The same memorandum will then be referred to the office of the speaker, giving this committee a permission, official permission to run with the process. Chair, Dr. van der Merwe and Ms. Haley, they are also on the platform. They will be doing a presentation next week, you know. During that presentation as well, I will invite Unwabi Issa, my colleague, to also just remind members of this committee what exactly does the committee bill entail as we move along. But for now, Chairperson, if there are no additions, contributions, subtractions, or any suggestions maybe to the memorandum that I've just presented, what is left now is for the committee to adopt it, then the official or the secretariat will then continue with the process of referring it to the Speaker of Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you, Spoo. Honourable members, I want to hear your views. Do adopt the memorandum so that it can be taken to the Speaker's office. I'm now chairing.
Madam Chair, I propose that we adopt the memorandum and send it to the Speaker's office.
Thank you. Any second?
Yeah, I second that.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think we are done. We'll invite them next week to come and brief us. When I say honorable orientation, honorable Kruger, I mean exactly what you said, because we don't want to use our common sense. We want to be within the framework of the law. So it's only a language, but it's exactly what you are saying. We need to check the constitution, what it requires us to do, and we do that in that fashion. We don't want to be outside the boundaries. We need also to be inside those boundaries. Thank you, honorable members, for those engagements. Yes.
My hand was just up, and I don't know what is happening. I wanted just to check, man, before we second this, just to speak to someone from the department so that we can hear what their problems are, because they are just delaying.
No, it's honorable. Is it honorable, Mieni?
Yes.
Let me stop you there, my colleague. That's why I'm requesting our officials to remind us about our role. This is our business. It's not the business of the department. So, we cannot, even today here is the acting DG. The DG is not here. Who knows all those stories? Who's sitting in this portfolio committee? So, I don't think that it will be fair for us to say he must say something. Ours is to give him that mpakwa, that as the portfolio committee, we have adopted this memorandum because the constitution allows us as the portfolio committee to can come up with any initiative, and then we move with that with speed. So I don't think that it will be fair to force him to say something. Today's the acting DG is not even the DG, and we don't know what is it that has been mandated. So if we can take it with that spirit, I think it will be easy, our job, honorable meeting. Are you in agreement with me? Honorable Mien?
Yes, Chairperson, but I didn't want the David DG just to say something. I wanted maybe to, before we pass that, so that we can speak to someone from the department before we do anything with that bill.
Do you concur with me that this is not the department's baby, it's our baby? If you agree with me on that one, as
yes,
honorable members, yes. If
yes,
you
do,
we must move as a portfolio committee. We don't need anything from the department for now. There is something which they are doing. They are to come and update us on what they are doing. How far are they so that we are comfortable? It's part of doing oversight. But with this one, we have started it from here. We have dealt with it at management level where the department was part. Now we are referring it to the speaker so that we are able to move. So if we say we are waiting to, it seems as if we need permission from the department. That's why I don't agree with you.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, we are done with this one. Ours will be to take the memorandum to the speaker's office. King, can we go back to our agenda? I can't see. Okay, the next item is capacity building. I don't know who's taking us between the two of you, Braking or Spoon.
Chairperson, it's going to be Nabisa.
Okay, yes. Over to you, our researcher. Welcome to 2023.
Braking, can you please give me the sharing right?
There you are.
Thank you.
To take care of those issues, because even as we speak, he is there,
So I go to put PPSA and say this is the responsibility that they must take, and then refers on how they
could.
Instead of this PPSA, otherwise we are taking it up to the relevant.
Can I start, Chair? Yes, start, my dear. Start, can start. Why else? Good morning, Chairperson. I think it's still morning. Good morning, honorable members, and good morning, colleagues. So, on the 9th of February, we had the State of the Nation address, and today this is our first meeting. My task, we know that the State of the Nation address sets out key government objectives that are covering a wide range of sectors. So my task today is to present the salient points that that speak to the work of the committee, and just to remind members of what the president announced regarding the small business development sector. I'm trying to change the slides. I do not know what's happening. Breaking, I'm going to stop sharing and then I'll share again because I don't know what is happening. Share. All right, honorable members and Chairperson, I will start off with the key focus areas of the State of the Nation address. I will try and be as quick as possible because of time. So in terms of the key focus areas that the president mentioned, the president stated that, number one, that this year the emphasis is not on new plans or full government programs, but on those issues that concern South Africans, namely load shedding, unemployment, poverty and the rising cost of living, crime and corruption. In terms of the SMMEs, the key focus areas are load shedding, because we know that the SMMEs have experienced extreme levels of load shedding, and this has had a devastating impact on the income and on the operations of SMMEs. So the issues of energy crisis are very important, and in respect to I'll speak about that in respect to the bounce back loan guarantee scheme. Unemployment, access to finance, which is one of the key challenges that many, many SMMEs face when they are starting businesses or when they want to grow business, their businesses. Issues of red tape reduction and issues that are relevant to the small business sector, but pertain directly to other sectors. So let's start off with load shedding. The president announced that National Treasury and the department are working on adjustments to the bounce back loan scheme to help entrepreneurs get funding for solar power. This year, beginning of this year in January, FIFA conducted a research on the impact of load shedding on SMMEs, and these are the findings. About 71% of their clients indicated that they are negatively impacted by load shedding. The majority of those respondents said that they will require an alternative source of power to continue their operations and to keep their doors open. In response to this, the minister and Ndabeni Abrahams, during her debate last week,
She mentioned that the department is working on rolling out a power purchase package to assist SMMEs to deal with the energy challenges. This is one of the key areas that the committee will have to exercise oversight on, but more on that later. Another important focus area is job creation. The president announced that the challenge of youth unemployment is the employment tax incentive has been expanded to encourage businesses to hire more young people in large numbers in order to address the challenge of youth unemployment. So how does the employment tax incentive work? The employment tax incentive is aimed at reducing the employer's cost of hiring young people through a cost-sharing mechanism with government. So what happens is employers who are registered for pay as you earn and who employ a young person for a full month, let's say February 2022, and pays him or her 2,000 rand, then what will happen is that employer will get 1,000 rand off their pay as you earn liability. Provided that the employee is a qualifying employee based on all the other remaining requirements. So last year it was 1,000, and because of the announcement that was made by the president last year on the employment tax incentive, that is the expansion of the employment tax incentive. Let me just move that quickly. Then this year, that incentive has increased to 1,500 rand. Just an outlook on what is happening in terms of the job sector, employment, and these are figures, members, that I'm sure you are au fait with. Basically, the National Development Plan states that unemployment, this is the vision of the NDP, that unemployment rates should fall from 29% that was in June 2011 to 14% by 2020 and to 6% by 2030. The National Development Plan envisages that the country will be able to create an additional 11 million jobs from 13 million in 2011 to 24 million by 2030. SMMEs, as you are aware, honorable members, that SMMEs are expected to create 90% of those jobs. Where are we at the moment? The picture is not looking good. Unemployment rates are very high, nowhere near that 14% by 2020. Figures from Stats SA show that in the third quarter of 2022, according to the expanded definition of unemployment, unemployment rates were at 43.1%, and the strict definition says 32%, but if you can just zoom in on the youth unemployment, which according to Stats SA was at 60% in terms of the strict definition, but if we take into consideration those young people who are discouraged, who are not even looking for employment, the unemployment rate is at a high 70.4%. In terms of employment, the number of people employed in the third quarter of 2022 between July and September was 15.8 million, which is also, we are way behind the target of 24 million. So I made some calculations using Stats SA figures and CEDA's quarterly update to just look at what is required at the moment in terms of jobs. So basically, if you take, if you just take into consideration these figures, Step SA and CEDAR's figures, the country needs to create about 1 million jobs per year to get to the target. This is just to say, honorable members and chairperson, that the task at hand is mammoth and it requires urgent interventions if we are to make sure that our country creates jobs and alleviates poverty before 2030. Another key focus area in terms of SMMEs is access to finance. The president announced that the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, SEFA, will provide 1.4 billion rand in financing to over 90,000 entrepreneurs. And I looked at the minister's response in this regard, and she was saying that this is a significant amount. However, if you look at it in terms of the South Africa, the credit gap, the number of people that still need to be supported financially, the number of SMMEs, it's huge because the credit gap is at 350 billion and CIFA will only be able to cover 1.4 billion, which is, if you look at that figure there, at that graph, that is less than 0.1% of the credit gap. So which means that more is required. The need is greater, but the resources are not available. Access to finance. The president also mentioned that the South African SME Fund is working to establish a 10 billion rand fund to support, the SASMME fund is working to establish a 10 billion rand fund to support SMMEs. Government is looking at the possibility of providing 2.5 billion for the fund and the balance of 7.5 billion to be raised by the private sector. So just a bit of background on what the SAME fund is. It was established in 2016. It was a CEO initiative in conjunction with National Treasury and Corporate South Africa. It operates as a typical fund of funds in the private equity and venture capital. The company's objective is to invest in high potential entrepreneurial enterprises in SMME sector and to provide business and other forms of support to the SMME sector and entrepreneurs funded by the company. The chairperson of the board of the SASME fund is Mr. Adrian Goh, and the CEO is Ketan Godan. The fund's shareholders include the Unemployment Fund and the Public Investment Corporation. The fund reports that more than 50 listed businesses and the PIC have committed approximately 1.4 billion to the fund in support of the growth and strengthening of the SME sector in South Africa. That's just to give you context on what the SASME fund is. So the minister and Dabeni Abrahams also welcomed the announcement by the president, and she said that this is a step in the right direction. However, she mentioned that it needs to be matched with good investment on business development. Next point on access to finance is the announcement on the Postbank. President announced that the National Assembly is considering the Postbank Amendment Bill. The Postbank is reviewing its service offerings so that it can provide a viable and affordable alternative to the commercial banks. Honorable members, the licensing of the Post Bank will lay a foundation for the creation of a state bank that provides financial services to SMEs, youth, women-owned businesses, and underserved communities. Basically, the government is taking lead from other countries such as the state, such as India, which has a State Bank of India. The State Bank of India is over 200 years in existence, and its objectives are to promote rural credit and stimulate savings by setting up local branches in rural and semi-urban areas. The bank actually prides itself in the fact that when it started, the concept of it changed the concept of banking, which was a mere repository of the community's savings and land, and that banking was basically for the creditworthy parties. And it focused on those who were not creditworthy, and now it is a very successful entity. And I think the South African government as well is looking at those examples to try and cater for the unbanked and the SMEs that do not qualify for loans from commercial banks. Next, key focus area is the red tape, red tape reduction. This year, the president announced that government will finalize amendments to the Business Act, that is government through the Department of Small Business Development, to reduce regulatory impediments for SMEs and cooperatives and make it easier for entrepreneurs to start businesses. Last year, the president mentioned the reviewing of the Business Act and stating that alongside a broader review of legislation that affects SMEs, the whole aim is to reduce red tape on informal businesses. There are too many regulations in this country that are unduly complicated, costly, and difficult to comply with, preventing companies from growing and creating jobs. So this year, the president was basically giving a report back on what has happened so far. So even this issue of the Business Act is also mentioned in the NISED, that is the National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Master Plan. It is also mentioned there that the department notes that the environment in which small enterprises operate has become increasingly hostile to businesses. SMEs carry a higher regulatory compliance cost burden than that of their larger counterparts, their big businesses. So the Business Act review and reform or amendment of the Business Act of 1991 is meant to establish common practices for licensing and better governance at local and district level. However, the department reports in the master plan that it is expecting to take the process of reviewing the act to, it is expecting it will take it about 2 to 5 years to conclude the process. Next, on the red tape reduction, the president was also giving feedback, a report back again on the red tape reduction team, which was established last year, headed by Mr. Ngosi and his team to focus on cutting red tape. Last year, 2022, the president mentioned that the focus areas would be developing mechanisms to ensure government departments pay suppliers within the required 30 days, simplify processes relating to property registration, cross-border trade, and construction permits. However, this year, the president noted that the team adopted a collaborative approach working with departments and agencies in areas such as the mining rights, tourism, transport operator licenses, visa and work permits, early childhood development, and the informal sector. This last year, you will remember, you'll recall, members and chairperson, that the portfolio committee was briefed by the team, by the red tape reduction team, and they reported that, this is what they report, that they identified a long list of almost 100 red tape issues, which were subsequently reduced to a short list of 12 focus areas following engagements with the DCIC, the Department of Small Business Development, and other stakeholders. These are the three areas that have been considered of high importance. Hence, they moved away from what was initially mentioned in the 2022 State of the Nation Address. So with regards to red tape and the red tape reduction and the entrepreneurship conditions in the country, I just thought that let me just give members just a bit of a context. By looking at the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which assesses entrepreneurship conditions using a National Entrepreneurship Context Index to measure the entrepreneurship conditions on a scale of 0 to 10. So basically, South Africa has been improving. If you look at the table there, initially South Africa was among the low-ranking countries, among the bottom 10, actually, in 2019, ranked 49th, in 2021, ranked 45th. And then in 2022, last year, South Africa improved a bit, and we were ranked 40th last year. So I'm going to explain now the reason why we have improved. But however, given that we have also been discussing the issue of visiting of international oversight and benchmarking, here are some stats on the top ranking countries. One of the top ranking country in terms of entrepreneurship conditions is the United Arab Emirates, followed by Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, India, and the Netherlands. In terms of the BRICS countries, India was ranked fourth, China was ranked 11th, and Brazil was ranked 48th in 2022. You'll remember that South Africa was ranked 40th in 2022. So we are one up from Brazil. We are about a number of places ahead of Brazil. In terms of our African neighbors, Egypt and Morocco were ranked 32nd and 33rd, respectively. So that table that shows us is also from the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. It looks at 13 conditions that they use to determine to rank the countries and to determine the conditions, the entrepreneurship conditions of the country. So if you see there on your right, under 2022, I have arrows there in green. So basically, compared to 2021, our entrepreneurship conditions improved on about 10 of those 13 conditions. The only ones that they did not improve our research and development. Can research be translated into new businesses? And the one on commercial and professional infrastructure, are these sufficient and affordable? So our rankings there dropped. And the one that was that remained the same was on the ease of entry. That is, do regulations encourage or restrict entry in the country? So that remained at 3.6, and the adequate level that we should be striving for is 5.0, which will tell, which will show us that at least the country is moving forward. At the moment, it is improving, but it is still below 5 point, that 5 point mark. Another important aspect is the government policy, taxes and bureaucracy. Are new businesses burdened? There we have improved slightly from 3.5 to 3.9 in terms of red tape and regulatory burdens, but still we are under that 5.0 mark. So which means it's still very important that we deal with those regulatory constraints that are facing businesses in the country. Other relevant announcements that also affect the small businesses as follows. The president made an announcement declaring a state of national disaster with immediate effect. The aim as to mitigate the effects of load shedding, the energy crisis on, among others, SMMEs in affected sectors such as retail, food production and storage. The president also mentioned that one of the key aspects of the national strategic plan is the economic empowerment of women, and the IDC has earmarked about 9 billion to invest in women-led businesses. So CIFA is the subsidiary of the IGC. It's important that we also find out what are the implications of this investment for SMMEs. Through the Just Energy Transition Investment Plan, that will be invested over the next 5 years in the new sectors such as renewable energy, green hydrogen and electric vehicles and fuel cells, which create jobs and stimulate local economies. As the portfolio committee that looks at small businesses, that oversees small business activities, it is important to make sure that whatever sector, whatever investment that is presented, that we make sure that it takes into account the plight of small businesses. So, for instance, in terms of that Just Transition Investment Plan, what does it entail for small businesses? Those are some of the questions that the committee should be asking. Other issues around 140,000 small-scale farmers have received input vouchers to buy seeds, fertilizers and equipment, providing a boost for food security and agricultural reform. This initiative has led to the cultivation of 640,000 hectares of land. An impressive 68% of these farmers are women. This year, government is aiming to provide 250,000 more vouchers to small-scale farmers. So members and chairperson and honorable members, you'll remember that the Department of Small Business Development, together with Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, they also provide financial services and non-financial services to small-scale farmers through the Comprehensive Agriculture Support Program and the Agri-BEE fund, which is aimed at supporting farmers. So it is key that we also, the committee plays an oversight together with the relevant committee on the utilization of these funds. The National Skills Funds, the president also announced that the National Skills Funds will provide 800 million to develop skills in the digital and technology sector through a creative model that links payment for payment outcomes. And Minister Ndabeni announced that the DSBD will be partnering with the National Skills Fund to train 14,000 entrepreneurs and unemployed graduates wishing to venture into businesses. An amount of 592 million has been approved in this regard. The minister said that the whole aim of partnering with the National Skills Fund is to make sure that the startups do not survive and are more sustainable in the country, so that we do not have a high mortality rate of SMMEs. Finally, the key oversight areas that pertain to the work of the portfolio committee are as follows. The PC could request a briefing by the department and its entities, as well as the SMME fund, on the following: the implementation of the 1.4 billion in light of the estimated 350 billion credit gap, partnerships between government and the SMME fund in establishing the 10 billion rand fund, how is government going to raise this fund, the implication of the state of national disaster on SMMEs, and the PC could also urge the department to fast track the review of the Business Act, given that even the department itself mentioned that the environment for SMMEs is becoming more hostile. So we need to unlock those regulatory burdens and provide the recourse for SMMEs to be able to confront the larger car businesses when they are being bullied by these businesses. Also, the portfolio committee can also request the department and its entities, as well as the SMME fund, to provide quarterly briefings on progress that is being made on the finalization of the Business Act. The portfolio committee could also request a briefing by the department and National Treasury on the Bounce Back Loan Guarantee Scheme, which is aimed at facilitating the leasing of solar panels to small businesses in the light of the energy crisis. The portfolio committee could also request a joint briefing with the portfolio committee on communication and digital technologies on the progress that is being made in the licensing of the post bank to help the underserved enterprises and linkages between the bank and the merger between, and also my apologies, and also look at linkages between the bank and the new entity and the CBDA. The portfolio committee could also request a joint meeting with the Department of Agriculture, Land, with the Portfolio Committee of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, as mentioned earlier, on the issue of providing 250,000 more vouchers to small-scale farmers. And furthermore, the portfolio committee could also hold a joint briefing with the portfolio committee on higher education and training on the National Skills Fund, on the implementation of the National Skills Fund and training of 14,000 entrepreneurs. The PC could also request a joint briefing with the Department of Labor to discuss the implementation and the impact of expanding the criteria for participation in the employee tax incentive for SMMEs. Has this been successful? Are businesses taking this up? And also look at regulatory burdens, that is, challenges faced by SMMEs in respect of labor regulations. Just to remind you members, Chairperson and Honourable Members, that last year, in response to the President, the Portfolio Committee did the following. Number one, if you see there, next to all the different announcements that the President made with regards to the small business, the SMME sector, when the red tape the President mentioned that the red tape reduction team has been established, and in response to that, the portfolio committee invited Mr. Ngosi and his team to brief the committee on progress that they have been making in this regard. And on the request, on requesting on requesting the DSBG and relevant departments to brief the committee on the review of the Business Act, the portfolio committee did invite the department to brief the committee on this very item. So as you can see there, on those two items, the portfolio committee responded positively. However, in terms of the employee tax incentive, the portfolio committee is yet to respond to the president's announcement in that regard. And on the Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, if you remember last year, the recommendation was that the department request a joint meeting with the portfolio committee on trade, industry and competition, and ask the two departments to present on the Continental Free Trade Agreement and new market opportunities for SMMEs. So that is still pending. The other items that the portfolio committee looked at last year in response to the president's announcement include the Competition Commission, which was requested to brief the committee on its initiatives in relation to the leveling the playing field and opening up markets to new entrants, cooperatives and SMMEs, and SMME owned by historically disadvantaged, to invite BASA to talk about the bounce back scheme and to invite the small business development to elaborate on the Business Act number 71 of 19, as I mentioned earlier. The only item there that's still outstanding is inviting the private sector to respond on SMMEs that are owed monies outside of the payment terms by large companies. That is the pay in 30 days campaign. And you'll remember that last year the portfolio committee spoke to National Treasury and the PCS regarding the departments that are not paying suppliers on time. So now that it's also time that the portfolio committee look at also the private sector and the implications not paying on time for small businesses. That is it in terms of what I put together. I tried to be as quick as possible, but I think, Chairperson, this is it, Chairperson. This is the presentation that I prepared for the portfolio committee, and I hope that it will be helpful. Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members, for giving me the platform to present these salient points on the State of the Nation address.
Thank you, Sesin. Honourable members, here we are. This is the analysis by our researchers. Can we input on it? But my understanding is that she's trying to assist us to focus on those areas, most especially because we are going to table our budget, as well as are going also to pass our budget from the department. Can I hear from honorable members your comments in this regard? Okay. Assist me, Braking, with hands.
Honorable Kruger.
Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the presentation. Madam Chair, when we discuss red tape for small businesses, the name or the president of South Africa's solution is Mr. Sipho Nkosi and the red tape unit in his office. But if you read the Sunday Times of Sunday, and if you need the paper, I can actually produce it. There was two pages on Mr. Sipho Nkosi. And if you read it very carefully, small business department, as we know it, was quite absent in it. So, and if you also look at the presentation, it seems like red tape, it will be rather in mining companies and tourism, although tourism is small business, but not on small business per se. So, Madam Chair, I don't want to say a lot about red tape, but with your permission, I want us to park red tape and have a long discussion about red tape, because it seems like there's a misunderstanding of exactly what red tape is and what is the red tape on small businesses. So, and we mustn't confuse the ease of doing business and red tape. I mean, it's two different, total different ideas. So, with your permission, Madam Chair, I think we need to have a long discussion on red tape, especially the impact of red tape on small businesses. And I don't think, if I read the paper, and I mean I'm talking about the paper.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Any other hand? Brackey?
Honorable Jacobs.
Honorable Jacobs, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Chair, and let me thank our researcher Mona Bisit for a very comprehensive presentation. I think it covers all the issues. So, if we had this presentation early on, then this will be informing what we need to do this quarter. I think I want to start with I think the issues that the president has raised. You know, the access to finance has been a big issue. It's not the issue that we've raised now. And I think what we are saying is that this SMME fund, where we're going to put government money into a private fund and hopefully get 10 billion in total, 3 billion from government money and 7 billion or 8 billion from private, is to be welcomed. I think we also need to acknowledge that we need all hands on deck to deal with access to finance. So what we're asking for is maybe we need to get the CEO or the board chair, Al Gore, to come and present to this, our portfolio committee, on how they're going to use the SMME fund to ensure that we actually do build capacity, especially for the historically disadvantaged black entrepreneur. The fund is not known to deal with legacy and transformative issues, but rather focus on the bottom line of cost recovery. So I think what we want to do is maybe get them to come in. We don't have enough money, and we also need to spend the money in the most effective way, and we need to get an entrepreneurial culture paradigm in our South Africa, where people move away from this welfare, waiting for SASSA, waiting for grants, But we as government must make it easier for business to start. I think our minister spoke about this at length, that the informality must be simplified so that everybody can be formalized. I think this is a good capacity building session. I think we also said that we must build a case for the tax incentives. So I didn't know that if you are an employer and you paying someone $3,000 or more, a young person, then you can get a tax rebate of, I think it's $1,500. So again, I think we must promote this and encourage South African businesses to take young people in and get this tax rebate. So let's see how we can market this in our communications. And as this portfolio, we welcome that, and maybe we should get our colleagues in that, because job creation is a key thing. So this tax incentive, I didn't know about it, but it's something that we must promote. It's a big incentive. If I was a boss and I could get 1,500 rand off for my tax, and I pay someone 1,000, it's a win-win for everybody. You create productivity, you create work. At the same time, you also paying for a young person experience and also dignity in that process. I think the big challenge that we've experienced is when we get these big numbers and big targets, how do we track M&E, monitoring developmental impact, so that next year we don't say, oh, people are making big promises and haven't delivered, and how do we keep the officials accountable for the delivery? And there must be consequences. So the department must come and say, look, yes, we do have the capacity to spend this 2.5, or no, we don't, and see how we can get them in and speak to this. The solution of our financial sector is something that's still a problem. We call the Banking Association of South Africa, and you could hear there's nothing innovative or creative from the sector. They're only interested in profits. All the banks, APSA, Standard Bank, Nedbank, all the big banks made whopping profits last year on the backs of people, but they're not prepared to be patriotic business people and plow back. So I think what we need to do is this bounce back scheme. People are not taking it because it's not working for our SMMEs, and we need to listen to our communities. The loans, it's easier for me to get a vehicle finance for a big luxury vehicle than for me to get a truck, because it's easy to make profit from selling me a Mercedes Benz and getting massive higher purchase from that than giving me a loan for a truck for productive use. And I think that is skewed and wrong. And we need to take our banks, just like we're keeping our politicians and government accountable, we must keep our banks accountable. So, Chair, I'm also asking that let's call the banks again. And we don't want them just to make excuses of why they can't make affordable access to our poor and our people that want. We're asking them. Otherwise, we must sit with our other colleagues, our portfolio committees in finance, and regulate. Now, people are saying, no, we mustn't regulate and we must allow the free market and private sector to do its thing. But if the free market and private sector is not working in the interest of all South Africans, then I think it's by time we need to consider regulating that they must provide affordable access and finance to our people. I think there's a lot in all of this, in this whole capacity building session. The load shedding intervention, the purchase agreement that the minister spoke about, I think it's amazing that our government is actually thinking about this. We would want to hear what does it mean, purchase agreement, but it mustn't only just go for rich constituencies. It must also be able to work for our people. So if it means that a unit would cost maybe 100,000, is there a grant facility and a payback facility? We need to understand the details. And it must be accessible for everybody. It mustn't be exclusively, because this is a good thing. We need some level of sustainability. So if we can get, and then all of the solar panel installations must be small businesses. We can't again just give the big companies, multinationals are going to get all the work. So it must be rolled out and localization, and we need a plan around that. Here, the ease of doing business. I think it's sad when the president appoints Mr. Sipho, and then he also laments the problems with that people don't want to make the changes needed. I share the point that Honorable Kruger made in the Sunday Times, that how is it possible that our own Mr. Sipho Nkosi, who's heading this team, have raised it sharply with us, and there's no progress around identifying, changing this? I know Minister talked about getting a standard bylaws for municipalities for business registration, but what we're seeing is the same reports and same progress. We're not saying, okay, this is done, this is completed, this is where we are. So we're almost repeating, and we're spending a lot of energy on this. So, Chair, I endorse the recommendation. Let me not be long. I endorse the recommendations of this presentation. It's a good presentation. Let's invite all of these people to come in and come and present, and we also have to keep them accountable. We keep our politicians accountable. We keep our private sector accountable, and we get all of these to help with presentations. Ours is not just to criticize. We can offer insight. We can offer support. We can also suggest ways where we can improve. If we implement all of these things, we can turn around. The access to finance is something that we have to crack, Chair. So, let me pause there. Thank you for a very good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Do we still have any other hands, Brakin?
No, Chairperson.
Thank you. My belief is that this is going to be a process, and thanks to Mavis for the analysis. It will assist us even when we go for the budget debate to make sure that, as one of the members has indicated, we really focus into those issues. Our role always will be to liaise with the department as well as other stakeholders, because the issue of small business should not be for our department only. It's cut across. So, but thank you so much, Mavis, for going to look at it and try to speak to those recommendations we have put forward. It will assist us moving forward. Can we go back to our...
Sorry, Chair, there's one from Honorable Mtenjane.
All right, Honorable Mtenjane. You can come in, please.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. No, it's fine. Honorable Jacobs has covered a lot of things here. But on that, Chairperson. Well, we will see. Let's just cross our fingers as a portfolio committee and see. Well, the recommendation is fine. We agree. It was proper. It is. We'll concentrate on that. But let's just cross our fingers and see if indeed it will happen. Because if you'll remember, Chair, for the past almost 5 years, nothing which was said by the president has ever happened. Because the man is keeping contradicting himself. Sometimes he comes here in the State of the Nation.
Point of order, Chair.
The government won't produce anything for the people. They want the jobs, this and that. And today he's coming with other people. So let's just wait and see. But we can't trust what Mr. Palapala is saying. Thank you very much, Chair.
Upon point of order, I don't want to interrupt him. I wanted him to speak to the end. What is your point of order, Honorable Ibrahim?
The point of order that I'm raising, that the previous speaker really is out of order to say Mr. Palapala. We don't speak like this in Parliament. The idiocy is really blaring in the face of South Africans. We should focus on trying to better the lives of people and not come with cheap politics.
here in this portfolio committee. This man was supposed to withdraw that name of Falafala.
Honorable members, it's still my humble appeal to be able to move much less heavy quorum of this house. We started very, very well. Let's proceed. There will be time for those issues where Parliament will rise and each and everyone will have to go out and prove himself. So, Honorable Mtenjana, can you withdraw that? That is not our parliamentary language. We stick to the recommendation by our analysis. I am appealing to each and every one of you. Can you do that, my son?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I withdraw the Falafala, but I'm saying, Mr. President, Cyril Ramaphosa, we don't trust what he's saying. I have a right to say that, Chairperson, because he has never said anything that has worked as yet. For that honorable member also to call me a man and this and that, yeah, we need to respect each other. I respect him, he must respect me too. Thank you.
I will also rule on that one. When I say this is not our language, not parliamentary language, Honorable April is Honorable Mtenjana, even if you feel bad of what he has said, but remain good because we are fighting for the dignity and the decorum of this house. We may differ in ideas, but that issue of respect needs to be maintained at all. And I would appreciate moving forward if we can do that. Honorable members, can we go back to our agenda?
Chairperson, can he withdraw to call me that man, please?
Honorable April, can you withdraw that man and then say Honorable Mtenjana for the sake of harmony and peace?
I was referring to Honorable Mtenjana. I withdraw the word that man.
Thank you so much. That shows maturity politically. Honorable members, can we go back to our agenda? The presentation is before us. It is assisting all of us to move forward. The last item is closing remarks and closure. I was summarizing in each and every item. What I can say is to say thank you so much for today's session. Let's really pull our socks, all of us, and I believe our officials will try their best to do exactly what we have requested them, and even officials from the department. That's why acting DG, I said, we are not bound here to come and force you to say something which you are not being mandated, but the tone is that members are saying they will need a progress on the initiative which the department has started, so that is part of our oversight. So that message you can carry out with you to the DG, but we'll have a session with him on behalf of the department. But thanks for coming, for representing the department, and thanks to all of you honorable members and our officials. Wish you good luck in our afternoon session, the meeting stand adjourned.
Long live the chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Recording stopped.